Right now, this is March 2021, that we are surrounded in the United States of America by darkness. But we have good news, you know, by China. I mean, it's really Satan. But with the people, with China and Iran and the Democrat Party, which are all evil institutions. But the good news is Yahweh is here. And this is not be the first time that believers have been surrounded. So the United States, Trump is our president. You know, they stole the election. So the good news is you have 75 million righteous people vote for righteousness. If you would have had only 20 million, then the United States is sinking, like with Jeremiah, where the whole nation is going down the pit, probably like Venezuela, people like that. So our nation is righteous. Now, what we've got to do is reclaim what we have and let Yahweh work. So we're going to see his history. So it's going to be start off in 2 Chronicles. And basically, we're going to stay there in 2 Chronicles, chapter 14, and look at some of his history. Remember, 2 Chronicles is the last book of the Old Covenant. It's not Malachi. Where's 2 Chronicles 14. So we're going to look at people's where things look dire. 14, verse 8 through 15. And you want to read that, Wendy?
And it came to pass that Asa had a force bearing shield and spear out of Judah, 300,000, and out of Benjamin such as bear a buckler and trode a bow, 280,000. All these were heroes of valor. Then came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a force of 1,000,000.
And that's a million people.
And 300 chariots. And he came as far as Mareshah. And Asa went out to meet him, and they set in array for battle in the valley of Zaphnoah at Mareshah. Then Asa cried out unto Yahweh his Elohim and said, O Yahweh, it is nothing for thee to help, whether with many or with such as we have no strength. Help us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, for on thee do we lean, and in thy name have we come against this multitude. O Yahweh, our God, our Elohim, thou art, let not weak man have power against thee. So Yahweh smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued as far as Gerar, and the Ethiopians fell so that there was no way for them to recover, for they were routed before Yahweh and before his host, and they carried away exceeding much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the dread of Yahweh was upon them. And they plundered all the cities, for great plunder was there in them. Moreover, also the tents of the cattle they smote, and carried off sheep in abundance and camels and returned to Jerusalem.
So we have to think in the same light. We're going to prosper from all this. You know, Yahweh, so we've got to be the mouthpiece to give people confidence. You forgot about Yahweh.
Yeah.
You just forgot about Yahweh. So we need to rehearse this. Now you go to chapter 20, Jehoshaphat. He was surrounded. Verses 1 to 9, I'll read that. And it came to pass after this that the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, and with them some of the Menuhims, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there came and some and told Jehoshaphat, saying, there is coming against thee a great multitude from beyond the sea, from Syria. And lo, they are in Hazazon Tamar, the same is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek unto Yahweh. That's what we're supposed to do, right? This particular time, we go unto Yahweh and proclaim a fast for all of Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to inquire of Yahweh. Even out of all the cities of Judah came they in to seek Yahweh. And Jehoshaphat stood in the convocation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of Yahweh where the new court and said, O Yahweh, Elohim of our fathers, art thou God in the heavens, and art thou not ruined throughout all the kingdoms of the nations, and in thy hand are these not strength and might, and there is who against thee can stand. So we got to say that, who against you can stand? You know, Obama administrator, he's not, you know, he's just a puppet. So you just got to tell the kids too, Obama, or not Obama, Biden is just a puppet. They're going to be getting rid of him real soon with the 25th Amendment. That was planned. And then to bring in Kamala Harris to be president. So that's always been their plan. So if we tell everybody ahead of time, just go ahead and tell everybody that's what their plan is. Because it has nothing to do with it. It's not Biden. He just does what he's told. But that's all right, because Yahweh has got a plan. 7. And not thou art God who didst depossess the inhabitants of the land from before thy people Israel, and didst give it unto the seed of Abraham, who loved thee unto time's age abiding. And they have dwelt therein and have built for thee therein a sanctuary for thy name, saying, if there come unto us calamity, the sword of judgment, or pestilence, or famine, will we stand before this house and before thee, for thy name is in this house, that we may make outcry unto thee of our distress, that thou mayest hear and save. And that's what he's going to do with us. Now you go to verse 22. It's nice if you just read the whole chapter, but we don't have time. 22 to 25. You want to read that, Aaron?
And when they began to sing and to praise, Yahweh had set liars in a way against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were coming against Yehuda. And they were smitten. Then rose up the sons of Ammon and Moab against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to devote and to destroy. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to cut off every man his neighbor. You said 24?
Yeah, 25.
Okay, so when Yehuda came near the watchtower of the wilderness, they turned towards the multitude, and lo, there they were, dead bodies fallen to the earth, with none to escape. And when Jehoshaphat and with his people came near to plunder the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches and dead bodies and precious jewels. And they stripped off for themselves beyond what they could carry away. And they were there. They were 3 days plundering the spoil, for it was great.
Okay, now we'll go to 29. And it came to pass that the dread of Elohim was upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard that Yahweh had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his Elohim gave him rest round about. Now think of that. You're surrounded, and instead of them plundering you, and that's what the Democrat Party is trying to do, we're going to plunder them.
Amen.
It's going to reverse on them. Now we go to Hezekiah, it's chapter 32.
Facebook, Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, Facebook,
Google.
Twitter.
Okay, what, where?
Chapter 32. Now we're going to go into Hezekiah. So if you really want to learn very good lessons, read 2 Chronicles. And there's lesson upon lesson upon lesson. You know, I was listening to this, you know, on the Word of Promise. Very inspiring. And that's why he's got it here. And Melania, read 1 through 8.
After these things done in faithfulness, came Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fortified cities, and thought to break into them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come, and that his face was to war against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his captains and his heroes to stop the waters of the fountains, which were outside the city, and they helped him. And there were gathered together much people, so they stopped all the fountains and the torrent, and followed through the midst of the land, saying, wherefore should the kings of Assyria come and find many waters? And he took courage and built all the wall that was broken down and carried up thereon towers, and on the outside another wall, and strengthened Milo, the city of David, and made weapons in abundance, and bucklers, and set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together unto him in the broadway of the gate of the city, and spake unto their hearts, saying, be strong and bold, do not fear, neither be dismayed because of the king of Assyria, nor because of all the multitude that is with him, for with us is one greater than him.
And what a great statement. That's what we got to say right now. Because we're fearful. At least we should not be. One is greater than us and with us. And with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is Yahweh, our Elohim, to help us and to fight our battles. And the people leaned upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah, After this, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, he already wiped out Samaria. And so he wiped out everybody that came against him. Sent his servants toward Jerusalem, himself being near Lachish, and all the imperial might with him unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, and unto all Judah that was in Jerusalem, saying. So we're going to stop there and go to verse 20, end of the story. And Hezekiah the king and Isaiah. Now here's got to be an interesting thing. This is a side note. That's Elijah. Never mind. The Hezekiah the king and Isaiah son of Amos the prophet praying concerning this and made outcry unto the heavens. So Yahweh sent a messenger who cut off every hero of valor and chief rulers and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. And that was 185,000. So that's in 2 Kings 19:35. That's how many people were killed, looked like, in one night. And he returned to with shame of face to his own land. Now think of what that did to every other country who wants to attack you. Mm-hmm. Big mojo. Yeah. You don't want to attack Israel or Hezekiah. And when he entered into the house of his God, mm-hmm. then the issue of his own body there caused him to fall by a sword, so his own children murdered him.
What'd you say? That was in 2 Kings?
Yeah, 2 Kings 19, verse 35. It'll say the 185,000 that were killed in one night. The messenger of Yahweh came.
And the Assyrians were...
And they were surrounded. So you think of it, Elijah was surrounded all the time. One man. People were looking for him. You know, fire coming down from heaven.
Yeah.
Murdering the bad guys. So we got to remember there's verses we've got to... We're going to be in this time. You have to memorize verses. And so Deuteronomy 23 and 4 is... Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim, Yahweh is one. Wait a minute. Israel. Now we're coming near today unto battle against your enemies. Do not be afraid, do not fear, for Yahweh thy God is he that fighteth for you and will save you. Deuteronomy 23:3-4. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of righteousness. So when the fear comes, you got to do this. Yeah. Joshua 23:10. Want to do that? Yeah, one man of you can chase 1,000, for Yahweh your God is he that fighteth for you. Joshua 23:10. So whenever the fear comes, and you're watching media, sometimes cut it off. Just cut it off. You know, if it's putting fear into you, cut it. Now, very simply, do what you can and then back off and just be rejoicing and telling everybody else, oh, this is going to be a great, we're going down. Yeah. No, we're going down. No. They're going down.
Yeah.
And just watch what Yahweh is going to do. They're fighting Yahweh.
Amen.
And so we know that Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, and we wrestle not against, well, let's just go there. Finish off there. Yeah, we're not looking at the arm of flesh. The arm of flesh, we're beat. You know, the FBI is corrupted. You know, the Supreme Court is corrupted.
DOJ.
You know, I mean, the whole federal government is basically corrupted. The court systems are corrupted as a whole. The states are completely corrupted. You know, we're being run by criminals at this particular time. But that's all right, because we've got Yahweh. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see this overturned. But the important, let's read verse 10. Ephesians 6, verse 10. For the rest, be empowering yourself in the Lord in the grasp of his might. Put on the complete armor of Yahweh with a view to you having power to stand against the strategies of the adversary, because our struggle is not against blood and flesh. It looks like it is. And if it is, then you are deceived. If you think it's Amazon against us, if you think it's Google against us, all right, those are just vehicles.
Yeah.
All right, so. But against the principalities, against the authorities, against the world holders of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavens. That's quite a troop, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Look at that. That's who we fight. But we know with the shield of faith we shall extinguish all the fiery darts of the wicked ones. And with the sword of spirit, so what we have to do more than anything else is to give people the word of Yahweh.
Amen.
The promises of Yahweh. Because we're at the Pachyderm Club, and people are saying, oh, Christ is coming back, this is the end of the world. And by what they're feeding on, that's the case. But we got to say, no. You forgot Yahweh. And these are believers, Christians. You got to say, you forgot Yahweh. And give him these accounts. Give one count after another about being surrounded. And so we'll go ahead and end there. See you next week.